This is an audio recording of the May 27th letter regarding the safe return to schools in the Fraser Health Region. Dear school administrators, staff, students and parents, through careful evidence-based planning by public health experts and in accordance with BC's restart plan, students can voluntarily return to school on a part-time basis starting June 1st, 2020. With effective public health measures in place, BC has done an excellent job of decreasing the community spread of COVID-19. Scientific evidence on COVID-19 has guided the provincial response to school opening. Data has shown that children and youth are at much lower risk of becoming infected with COVID-19, and if they become infected, they generally have milder symptoms. Children primarily get sick from other household members and not from school settings. There is also no conclusive evidence that children who are asymptomatic pose a risk to other children or to adults. The public health guidance for K-12 school settings provides strong guidance and measures for schools in British Columbia in order to maintain the health and safety of staff and students while at school. As outlined in the guidance, school administrators, staff, students, and parents can contribute to the health and safety of the school environment through important measures, including staying home when sick. All staff and students who have symptoms of COVID-19 or travelled outside of Canada in the last 14 days or were identified as a close contact of a confirmed case or outbreak must stay home and self-isolate. Staff must assess themselves daily, and parents and caregivers must assess their child daily for symptoms of COVID-19, common cold, influenza, or other respiratory disease before going to school. If a student or staff becomes ill at school, they must go home as soon as possible. There is no public health restriction from working in the school environment due to age, medical conditions, or pregnancy. Children and adults with compromised immune systems or underlying medical conditions should talk to their family physician to understand the risks of COVID-19 and what additional precautions they should take for their situation. Performing diligent hand hygiene. Through hand washing with plain soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the most effective way to reduce the spread of illness. Where sinks are unavailable, use alcohol-based hand rubs with at least 60% alcohol. Hand hygiene should be practiced throughout the day and especially upon arrival at school, before and after any breaks, before and after eating and drinking, after using the toilet, after sneezing or coughing into hands, and whenever hands are visibly dirty. Practicing respiratory and personal hygiene. Staff and students should cough or sneeze into their elbow, sleeve, or a tissue, refrain from touching their face with unwashed hands, and refrain from sharing any food, drinks, or unwashed utensils. Wearing masks at school is not recommended as there is no current evidence of their effectiveness at school. Wearing a mask is a personal choice. Physical distancing and minimizing physical contact. Physical distancing strategies are implemented where possible, such as rearranging desks, organizing students into smaller groups, staggering pickup and drop-off times, staggering breaks, incorporating more outdoor learning activities, and avoiding physical contact. Outdoor playgrounds are a safe environment, and appropriate hand hygiene practices should be used before, during, and after outdoor play. Assemblies and other school-wide events should be held virtually to avoid a large number of people gathered in one space. Some students will require one-on-one support. This care should be continued to be provided, and appropriate hand hygiene and cleaning measures should be practiced. Personal protective equipment is not required when working in close proximity with students unless they are used by staff as part of regular precautions, such as when cleaning blood or bodily fluids. Cleaning and disinfecting. Regular cleaning and disinfection are essential to preventing the transmission of COVID-19 from contaminated objects and surfaces. Schools should be cleaned and disinfected in accordance with the BC CDC's Cleaning and Disinfectants for Public Settings document. General cleaning and disinfecting of schools should occur at least once a day, and frequently touched surfaces should be cleaned and disinfected at least twice a day. If someone displays symptoms of COVID-19 or is concerned, they can call 811 or use the online self-assessment tool bc.thrive.health. If a student or school staff member tests positive for COVID-19, public health staff will ensure there is a robust contact tracing and management of any clusters or outbreaks. They will also ensure that children, staff, and parents have access to healthcare providers and that appropriate supports are in place. If school administrators, staff, students, or parents have questions, you can contact the Fraser Health Population and Public Health COVID Call Centre at 604 918 7532. Sincerely, Ingrid Tyler, Medical Health Officer, Fraser Health Authority.